Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
sweet memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Tony, and I want to welcome you in to be with us for this Bible study this evening. We're going to be in Acts chapter 5. But right now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us the revelation and the truth, Father, that lays within these words that we will be reading and studying this evening. To help us, Father, to walk stronger in faith and in truth. And Father, be with us now through this study. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be, as I said here in chapter 5, and we've got quite a subject coming up here, right here in the beginning. Verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Now you know, what we are seeing here, it's letting you and I know, when we are lying to those that are the children of God, regardless of who they are, what their title is does not matter. But more than likely, we're not lying just to that person, but we're lying to the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Because you see, He is within all of God's children, whether it be man or woman. And when we go to lying to them, it can mean, just like He's telling us here, He said, you have not lied unto men, but unto God. And so many of us do lie about things that we should not be lying about to begin with. And tithing is one. We think up all kinds of excuses not to pay that tithe. But that tithe is not yours. That belongs to God. And when we give an excuse to a child of God about that, we're not lying to that child. We're lying to the Holy Spirit that is within that child. Now, here's verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now you see, you know, though Ananias got death for this, God does not judge every believer's sin with death. You know, in some situations, God does, as with Achan, this first act in a new era serves as an example. You know, just letting us know what it can be and what it can mean according to what we are actually lying about. It can mean death. Now, and it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. You see, she died also because she was in an agreement with her husband to lie about this, which is exactly what she did too. Now, you see, when we are a child of God, or when we are on the road to become a child of God, and we want to be close with Him, we have to be truthful. We don't tell no lies and make up excuses. We bring it out straight, in honesty and truth. Now, ten. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. You know, we think that a lot of things are not bad for us to omit or not to do. But there are things out there that are worse than others, but still any of them will keep you out of heaven. But that's like robbing God. You say, well, I don't rob God. Yes, we do. Or a lot do. Because, you see, when we don't pay our tithes and pay them rightly, according to his own word, we are a robber and a thief. You see, 10% of all you receive belongs to him. And when we don't give that to him, his word tells us we're a robber and a thief. We're spending his money. And we will not get any blessings for doing things like that. But this is the way things are. Now, Twelve. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. The Solomon's porch refers to the colonnade eastern wall of the temple courtyard. The early Christians commonly gathered there for mass meetings, and few places could better accommodate the thousands. But you see, when they gathered, they were gathering by the thousands at certain times of the year. Now, not many places today here in our own homeland do we have to worry about accommodating thousands, because we've had so many walk away from the church. And most of that is due because of the lack of the truth of God's word being taught. They have been for a good many years now teaching things that tickle the ears and make you believe that you're all right when really you're not. And so many of our churches today, you'll not find no power of the Holy Spirit in them at all. And those places are not places of worship of the Lord our God, or his power would be in them. And people eventually get drawn from those places. I know in my years, as I would be talking about to somebody about coming and going to church with me, they'd say, no, there ain't no need for me to go down there. They're out here on Friday night doing the same thing I'm doing. Why should I go down there? Because, you see, that's what happens when a church is not preaching and teaching the truth of the gospel of God's word. Now, verse 13, and of the rest doth no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. You see, when this word was being taught, that is recorded, they had great multitudes of both men and women actually becoming believers and joining the Lord's church. But on top of everything else, mankind today have taken and built so many walls to divide mankind. And we were told not to build walls to divide man. But they have. Now, they don't call them walls. They call them denominations. And they don't get along with other denominations. And a lot of them don't even get along with the people in their own. Because, you see, the power of God are not in them. So the love is missing. The love of God and the love of people for others are not present either. Now, 15. Insomuch, these believers were added unto them, both men and women. 15, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Just his shadow. Because, you see, we're not the ones that really does the healing. It's Almighty God. But he needs mankind to work through. Because he is in heaven, except his spirit that dwells within all of his children. And the Holy Spirit that is in each and every one, they are the ones that do the work. That's why you and I have been given the authority to use his name. Now, 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities around about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Every one of them that was brought was healed. Now, 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Now here they are being filled with indignation. They're not happy about the situation and what is being done and about all these people that now are going and becoming believers of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the gospel that they are teaching. 18. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Now here, they're in prison again. This is a couple of times here now we've seen them pulled aside. Now, 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, this angel's telling them, 20, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. He's letting them out of the prison, but he's sending them to the temple. Not taking them out of the city or nothing. He sent them to the temple to do exactly what they got locked up for. Now, 21. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and talked. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. You see, the council, the high priest and all, as far as they know, they're still in the prison. 22. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told them. 23, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. You see, an angel evidently put them guards to sleep. They didn't even know they were gone. The ones who were guarding, they were standing without the doors. 24. Now when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. See, that's what they're worried about. They're preaching and all growing. 25. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. 26. Then went the captains with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. There's enough now following them and their teaching that now these guards and things, the high priest and all of them, are afraid of them. 27. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, 28, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Oh boy. 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Have not I been teaching you all this all through this whole work going on? And when they was telling the ministers they had to close their churches. And you see, they should not have done it. They should have kept them open. And if they would have kept them open in faith, God would have taken care of things. Now, I didn't close mine. I never missed a service. Now, you see, they told them right there, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. In other words, they let them know, you're the ones that took and killed him by crucifying him. 31. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. You see, we all need that Holy Spirit in order to make heaven our home. But the way that we can, that we receive him is by being obedient unto the Lord God and his word. 33. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Now they're wanting to kill them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. In other words, get them out of the council meeting, because he's got something to say to the council. 35. And said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. You see, but he's headed somewhere with this. It says here in 37, after this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. Both of them, he said, they come to nothing, and neither did their teaching. 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. You see, Gamaliel is letting them know, if this is not of God, then it'll come to nothing if it's just of men. 39. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. 40. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, See, they gave him a beating. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And once again, they told them, don't be speaking in that name. 41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. So you see, they didn't gain a thing by their beating or telling them not to speak in his name. 42. Did they quit? 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Think about that. Beaten and everything, and told not to preach and teach in that name. And we are going to stop here. We've come to the end of chapter 5. And God willing, we will be picking up the chapter 6 come morning back into God's Word. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, make us as examples unto mankind, just as these men were. Let us stand in obedience, stand firm in your word and on the name of Jesus, never denying him, nor never denying your word, always willing to accept what will come our way. Because, Father, we know that we are in your hands. And you give us good things. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, may the Holy Spirit keep them in health. Keep them safe. And see to their needs. And Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And that Israel will be known one day as a land for Jesus. And this land of ours, Father, that has grown to be so evil because of those in our leadership that are evil and that has brought evil upon our people, even within our churches, taken things that are an abomination unto you. And teach that there's nothing wrong with it. Just as they did with homosexuality. Man with man and woman with woman. Teaching that it's just another lifestyle. Father, we know from your word that it is an abomination unto you. An abortion of the unborn while still in the mother's womb. And calling it a woman's right. It's her choice. Nothing wrong with it. Because it hasn't breathed this air. But we know, Father, that it's life. We know that you've even filled some of the young born with the Holy Spirit before they was ever brought into this world. It's not her choice. There's no one that has the right to choose to take its life. So much going on today. So much evil going on that's all good and ignored in this land. Help us, Father, to remove those from office that has accepted all of this evil within our government and our land, within our churches, and replace them, Father, with those that are your children, that are walking in righteousness, that will work to bring this land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for all that listens to this Bible study and has become a part of it, we pray for them. We pray, Father, for them to find the peace, the joy of sharing and living your word. And those, Father, that I pray for all the time, Jenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy's son Jacob, and Amy, Father, James Taylor, Bobby, Millie Johnson, and for Courtney and Shane to stand in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. May they see this and learn this, Father, and that they too will go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent. Their sins are forgiven and become a child of the Lord. Now, Father, our families, we all have family members that are not living right. They're not walking with the Lord. They don't belong to Him. We're praying that the Holy Spirit can work within our families and bring them all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost and all will be able to make heaven their home. And Father, for myself, you know my needs. You know my wishes and my wants. But Father, my main want is to be what you want me to be and to be where you want me to be. Now, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because it's all yours. It doesn't belong to us. It is yours. Help us all now, Lord. And I'm asking this all in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. God bless. Have a great evening.